This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Daryl Ryder comes up in about 40 minutes as we get you ready for Browns versus Ravens. You guys can vote right now. At Nick Wilson says, oh, look at this. Unique Field saying, F it. Make it more points. That's, I get 2 points for a doink?
Well, now we've lost the language.
Yeah, that's true. 2 points for a doink.
Doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
Yeah, points for doinks. Well, we can still keep it points for doinks. We're just being very nebulous on, or very, leaving that a gray area on how many points for doinks.
Exactly right. DC, do you think Nick's just trolling you with his sometimes ridiculous ideas, or do you think he believes they're good ideas? I believe he thinks they're good ideas, is what I think he thinks.
Hey, DC. All right.
I think that's what he thinks.
Doinked kicks shouldn't be equal to wide right, wide left misses. I propose a point for a doink. Where do you stand right now? Three votes in, and
it's early.
It's Peterlin and Mac have voted. So no, they hate ball and they hate America.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just saying it's a really rough that you guys
put people in a really hard spot there. By the way, in the voting and the voting criteria, no, I hate ball in America.
I'm sorry, we'll spot the lie.
Because even if I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, I'm like, I don't want to click on anything about hating America.
It's a very tough time to be an American
in
right
that
now.
Matter. Yeah, well, I mean, just in general.
I'm just letting you. All the people who
just started
don't
a USA
want points for doinks,
the brink.
You can get out, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what country would be in favor of such an action?
America. The real America. The one built on hope, promise, trust, and upward mobility.
Oh, because the current America doesn't have points for doinks, so I wasn't sure.
Yet. Starts today, guys. The movement starts today. All right, Mark's going to join us here on... Mark's got a comment on kicks here. Mark, points for doinks. How we feeling?
Yeah, what's up, Mark?
Absolutely, absolutely. One point for a doink. Great idea, Nick.
This is how it comes, Mark. This is how it starts.
Yeah. All right, here's the other thing. Bring the goalpost back to the goal line. I'm kidding, actually. What do you think?
I actually like it. Here's why.
He's like, I'm kidding. What do you think?
No, here's why. Mark, I think you thought about this. Football's too safe. We don't do it in the high school level.
This is how we take the game back.
We don't.
This is how we make it dangerous again.
But if you're gonna play for millions of dollars, just add a little bit of. By the way. Who in the NFL game back in the 50s, who ran into the pole? Nobody ran into the pole.
Is that a crossing pattern? Or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody ran into the pole. Everybody lived.
Yeah, you just had to do it. It was like a dodge, dip, dive, duck. You just had to avoid it.
Now,
that's all.
Did they have, you know, traumatic brain injuries from the years of getting hit with the way that we used to not wear helmets? Yes. That wasn't the goal line. So that wasn't the pole's fault.
The tau protein buildup was going to happen anyway.
I think this is really starting to get some legs here. I really do. Just like Lieutenant Dan with his new magic legs.
Lieutenant
That's where
Dan's
we are.
Got new legs.
You got magic legs. That's what points for doinks is. It's magic legs.
216-474-0092.
Right now, I look like Lieutenant Dan in the crow's nest as everything is just flying at him and he's trying to hang tight.
Ooh, Moblin with a hot take. So hot. Da-da-da-da-da-da. What if you doink one in? 4 points? That's a tremendous question. I'm open to it. And then Scott saying he would argue that a doink should be worth more points as it's a significantly smaller target, requiring even further precision and accuracy on purpose doinks.
If the objective was to hit it, then yes. That's the part that rewarding doinks makes no sense. They're not trying to hit the goalpost.
Unless we incentivize hitting the goalpost.
Well, and so that would be a fun wrinkle. And this is the idea that you would have teams go for the 4-point play instead of the 3-point play. But that's not what you've suggested. You've suggested a point for doinks as if to reward bad kicking.
No. I'm simply here to alleviate kickers of the world, and mostly NFL fans.
We're going to have like a doink specialist, too. Somebody that's just like awesome at just hitting the crossbar.
He cannot hit anything else, right? But he can doink it.
Somewhere Cody Parkey smiles big and large. Like, finally, my moment.
He could be like the nickname would be like the doinker. Something like that. It doesn't have to be. It was just an idea there. But no, I think, listen, anything that falls under the points for doinks banner, I think I got to embrace. You know what I mean? Like, I'm open.
I do think you have to embrace that.
I'm open to being open.
I'm glad you're open.
What I'm saying.
I'm glad you're open to being open. I Moblin. All right, buddy.
Moblin,
you're
Scott.
Just egging him on now. You're just egging him on. Is all you're doing.
No. It's called a movement, Jonathan.
Yeah.
It's called.
It's like a 3-man movement right now.
A movement.
How do you get the NFL to listen?
By the way, if you hit the foul pole,
that too.
In baseball, and it goes in. Okay, that counts.
Think about it. It
goes back into the field. It's not an out.
It is such a horrendously bad idea that within the tiny amount of votes that we already have, you've gotten 65% of people to say no to this idea. The majority is still saying no, while the additional parts of this is you hate ball and America.
Russian bot farmers. Soros-funded Russian bot farmers. That's what I'm telling you right now.
I've heard dumber things. 60% of people are willing to say they hate ball and America in order to be like, this 1 point for a doink thing is stupid.
And we are rooting out the anti-American clowns. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, Siberia's nicest time of year there, Poncho. Hey, Vladimir, get out!
Okay. I thought my brain moved to Vladimir Guerrero packing his bags. Like, oh man, I guess I'm gone.
Well,
okay, this is what did it.
I will tell you, I was going to do more names, and I was going to go Sergey. I was going to go different names. And I was like, we're just going to.
Well, once you said Russian bot farms, you really were just playing with one sect of people, and that was it.
You were done. I mentioned Soros. It's not like, I got both sides there.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. Sure. Look at this, yeah. Mike. It doesn't suck. Thank you, Mike. See, because what he's hearing is, this is a new idea. It's a new idea, but I'm a modern man, and I'm going to deal with this. I'm not just going to shut it down. I'm not going to be a smooth-talking Sally and just shut it down. I'm going to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if this passes, there's a chance they name some sort of like special teamer of the year award after you.
The Nick Wilson doink of the year.
The Nick Wilson Wilson.
Ooh. The Nick
it's
Wilson.
A Wilson football, like a kicker, you know what I mean? And then they give it to you, and then it's actually indented with like a yellow on the football to highlight the doink. Yeah.
And then, but within the yellow is my face.
Kind of like when you scrape paint with cars, you know, there's got to be some sort of yellow paint that brushes off when you doink.
Doinker of the year.
It's these shoes!
And then I get to pick it. Oh, it's not a stat award. No. It is I watch all the doinks, and I bequeath the award.
I got to hear what Carl has to say. I can't believe people are wasting their time calling
in on
this.
You mean embracing greatness?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Go ahead, Carl.
Carl, in Cleveland Heights, points for doinks. What say you?
Good evening, gentlemen. So, good evening. I am all about the doinking, right? But if
Me too.
You put another goal post in the middle of the field goal,
oh yeah,
that's where you get the points. So you're rewarding excellence for hitting it down the middle.
See, now that's actually, it's dumb, but it's better than what you, it's better than what you had.
Wait. Carl, hear me out now.
Wait, is it beyond?
All right, I'm listening. I'm all ears for this.
So what if a traditional doink is worth two, but instead of putting another goalpost within the goalpost, what if we put it wide right? Or wide left. The other kicker gets to choose.
No, Carl's meeting me in the middle here. I hear what you're doing, Carl. You're rewarding excellence.
We're rewarding excellence. You're trying to reward missing.
That was the flaw.
Nobody's trying to hit the goalpost when they hit it.
Unless we stop saying it's missing. And it's a make. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Let me ask you, can we make the smaller goalpost, can we make it worth 5 points?
Now you're talking.
See, now we're cooking with gasoline.
So you go a little more inside. If you get that in the side of that, you get 5 points, but then the regular one's still three.
Uh-huh. And a doink.
One out to 1 point.
Yeah, and then a doink is just one.
I'm all for it,
We just turned it into a carny game.
No. No, it's a decision game.
This is a carny game.
Yes. I don't think he's hearing it, Carl.
Now it makes it better. Now you got to sign the right kicker.
Too much emphasis on the kicking game in this scenario.
Carl, this is
a 5-point swing.
You're a proud American, Carl, and I'm proud to be an American with you, Carl. Thank you very much there. Let me tell you this. But the one in the middle.
I want to shake your hand.
Right. Darn right. Yeah, uh-huh. Darn right. But right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like 5 foot across. Think about it. And maybe like a foot deeper in the end zone, so it's like an optical illusion.
Can you do a play by play for me of pretend you're Joe Buck and then you're watching it go through and then go through the second one, or even go through the first one and miss the second one? How are we describing?
I don't think I could visualize being an
Nepo
baby.
It's good, but no good. What are we doing here?
It would be like be varying degrees.
Is the doink celebrating because you're just putting points on the board?
That's a solid doink from Cody Parkey there. That's 1 point to the Cleveland Browns. Moving on.
It's a moving on. I've never heard Joe Buck say moving on.
I was wrong.
Never described him. That's a first down for the Chargers, moving on.
And then if you hit between, like if you hit the next goalpost, as it were, about 5 yards back and about just 10 feet across, right? No, 5 feet across. Make it real hard.
Yeah.
Right? Make it damn near impossible. Then he loses his ever-loving mind.
Well, that's kind of what I would hope for. Like, that's excitement I'm kind of after here. If Joe Buck just is like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen because you hit this on 10% of your kicks.
Do you see how we've normalized this? Do you see how quickly we've done it? Steve, in a car, points for doinks. Are we on board?
0 points for doinks. But each upright has like a 2 foot wide, 10 foot high basket where if they make it in there, 7 points.
Ooh.
We're adding baskets now?
Well, no, on top of it, though.
Is this one long troll?
No.
Is that what this segment is?
No, he's trying to think of a way to make reward kickers even more.
We're adding baskets.
Because right now, kickers aren't people, they're just things. And if we add a 7-point play, all of a sudden, Kicker's basically a quarterback.
That's right.
Steve, you're a good American, and I appreciate you. God bless America. I'd listen to Lee Greenwood with you any day.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to doink for America.
That was the edited clip. I heard that. I've heard that that was what was released.
Lee just snuck in and just went right out. He just went in one door and went out another.
The lost tapes.
Points for doinks, where you stand, at Nick Wilson says. Something about Joe Flacco in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.